السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. عن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء أو كما قال رواه الترمذي. صدق الله العظيم العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, our whole life is full of amal and deeds and actions. And there are two categories. Whether a person is doing good actions, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preparing for hereafter, accumulating the thawab and reward for his deed, or he's involved, engaged in doing wrongs, evil deeds, violations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has to face the consequences of each and every amal and act. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever will do in the size of ayatu of good amal and good action, he will see the result or reward in thawab of it in hereafter. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. In the same way, if a person does any evil act, even in the ayatua, in small size, and he disregards it, oh, it's nothing, I never did the big thing, it's not big sin, it's a small sin, it's just a makruh. But inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can be disastrous. And because of that one bad action, he will be doomed forever. May Allah protect all of us. So don't disregard any sin, either small or minor sin. Every sin is a violation, direct disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged the believers. اعملوا وقل اعملوا. O my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them, inform them, they must keep on doing good work. Keep on doing good work. فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَهُ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, observing, recording all the actions, whatever you people are doing. And not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, wa rasuluhu wal mu'minun, and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the believers. On the yawmul qiyamah, Allah is going to unveil the book of deeds of each and everyone in front of each and everyone. So there will be prophets, there will be Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there will be believers, his parents, his children, his wife, everyone. And it will be exposed in front of everybody. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do good amal. It will be exposed and Allah is watching, Allah is aware of it, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believer. وَسَتُرَدُّونَ. Don't forget, you are going to go back, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is alimul ghaibi wa shahada. He knows everything. This is his quality. This is his attribute. This is his sifat. Nothing is hidden from him. Alimul ghaibi wa shahada. Whatever is present, he is aware of it. Whatever is hidden, he knows about it. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is going to inform you whatever wrong you were doing or whatever good actions you used to do. Both way. Clear cut message. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is called Hadith al-Rahma al-Musalsalat bil-Awwaliyya, meaning that Sahabi who narrated this, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the first hadith, Musalsalatul Awwaliyya, first hadith as he embraced Islam, he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was this hadith. And when he narrated to his student heard from him, this was the first hadith. And likewise, his narration change came all the way to our mashayikh and our akabirin, our asatiza, and as I heard hadith from my ustad, from my teacher, this hadith first time, and then I am narrating to you people today, alhamdulillah, the first hadith. So this is called the hadith rahma, because the message in this hadith is with regard to the mercy and rahma and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahimun Yarhamuhumur Rahman. Those people, those believers who are merciful, kind towards vulnerable people, towards the needy people, towards the poor people, they show their rahmah and mercy and kindness towards, you know, these people who are in bad condition. What will happen? Because the rahmah is the sifat and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah." Adopt the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are makhluk, you are creation of Allah. But if you inculcate, implement, mimic the sifat and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life, then Allah will become very pleased. Just father, you know, the small kid, if he does same exact thing like a father or mother is doing, this small little act also is not doing perfectly, correctly, but this little tiny act, the parents love so much. Look, my son is adopting, you know, copying me. Look, my son is doing exactly what I am doing. We love that action. Also, that action of the child is not perfect, but the way he's doing, he's just trying to mimic his dad. We like that. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. He loves those attributes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves in him. If he finds his one of the creation, one of the servant of Allah is doing exactly what he is doing, or trying to similar do what Allah, we cannot do exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, and he has mercy. No one has mercy like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Allah is more merciful, 70 times merciful than the mother towards her child. So there is no comparison of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can be merciful like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in Yawmul Qiyamah, a very famous incident we know, that there will be one person who will have all the good deeds in the book of record. He will just need one good action to complete his score. And he's running around to Allah will say, okay, go to the makhluk, to your relatives, friends, and bring one good deed today to me. I'll send you into Jannah. You just require one mark. One deed is missing. Go. He runs around. He has the hope. Just one deed, one action, I can just get it like this. But that will be Yawmul Qiyamah. You know, Yawma yaffiru al-mar'u min akhihi wa ummi wa abi wa sahibati wa akhi likul limri'in minhum yawm idhin sha'nun. You can a different scenario. We cannot imagine today. So he will run to his parents. He was so merciful. Oh, parents, you gave me birth. You took care of me. You brought me up. Just I need one good action. My dad, my mom, please can you give me? You sacrificed so much in dunya for me. Here, I just need one deed. He said, no, son. There was a dunya, whatever I did in dunya. Here, I need for myself. If you have extra, I give it to me. That will be the scenario. He will go to his wife, his children, everyone. And everyone will reject and refuse. Will run away from him. No one is angry to give one single good deed. Eventually he will be hopeless. Heart will be broken. Now I have to go to hell just because of one deed. The way he was coming back, he found his friend. And through his face, he recognized, oh, this my friend is in trouble. He said, hey, what's going on? What's up? He said, man, what can I tell you? I went everywhere to my parents. I was hoping more. None of them, you know, gave me one deed. Now I'm going to go to hell. He said, don't worry, man. I never did anything good in my whole life. I just wasted my life disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only I remember I have one good action. Maybe I said La ilaha illallah one time. Just one good deed in my record. My whole record is black. Anyway, I'm going to go into the hell. This one good deed is not going to protect me from the hellfire. I have more sins than good action. Anyway, I am going to go to hell, but because of my one good deed, if you can make it, you can go to Jannah, I will be happy. Because after all, you are my friend. Take my good deed. So, alhamdulillah, he was so happy, overwhelmed. He said, finally, I got one deed. He went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows everything. Allah knows everything. He said, who gave it to you in this day, Yawmul Qiyamah? No one wants to sacrifice anything for anybody. Who is that? He said, Ya Allah, I went to everyone, to my friends, to my parents, to my wife and children, brother and sister, no one gave me. No one gave me. Everybody refused, rejected, ran away from me. Only one friend of mine was, he said, I don't have any much, I just got one good deed, take it. So you can go into Jannah, and as it is, I'm going to go to hell. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, call your friend here. He ran back, he grabbed his friend and brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, how you can do this in today? No one is doing and sacrificing the good deed in today, this time. You are trying to show that you are more merciful than me. That's my point. Today no one wants to sacrifice his good deed. Everyone is just looking forward to going to Jannah somehow. And here you are throwing your good action so someone else can make it and go into paradise. You are trying to say that you are more merciful than me. It cannot happen. I am Allah, Arhamur Rahimin. So the way you show the mercy, by sacrificing your good deed in today's time, in Yawmul Qiyamah, which is impossible for anyone to do it, and you show it, you did it, you show your mercy and kindness towards your friend, who was not even your relative, just a friend, and you show mercy towards him, you deserve Jannah. Because you have displayed my sifat, Rahman, mercy. So I am going to send him Jannah because of your one good deed, but I am going to send you also Jannah with your friend because you sacrifice your good deed in today when no one else wants to sacrifice. So I am going to show my mercy now, how merciful I am. Although your entire life you were disobeying me, today you just show one time good action, good deed, I am going to value it. I am going to appreciate it. I am going to forgive your old sins, overlook your old faults, and go into Jannah. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhumullah. Those who show the mercy towards the people, Allah definitely shows mercy towards him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamuhum man fis sama. Hukma qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you must show the mercy towards those who are on this earth. Man fil earth. Allah did not say you must show mercy to only Muslims. Allah did not say you must show mercy only to your relatives. Allah said no. Anyone, man, general word, irhamu man fil ard, that you must show your kindness and mercy to anyone, regardless of the Muslim or non-Muslims, atheist, rebellious, your enemy who harmed you somehow, who insulted you, accused you, and you don't like to see his face. If at times come, his situation arise, you forgive and forgive everything and show mercy and kindness towards him. Also, Allah loves it. Man fil earth, whoever on this earth, not only human beings, show mercy towards the animal. And there's a very famous incident, one prostitute woman, she never did anything good. Only happened, she was passing through, she found one cat was thirsty, one dog was thirsty, whatever case was, and she drew the water through his shoes, leather shoes, and gave the few drops of the water to that thirsty dog. And entire life she was not practical Muslima. She held iman, but amal, saliha, nothing. Nothing at all, zero. But she showed this little kindness towards the animal, thirsty dog. And because of that, my brothers and sisters, Allah forgive all her sins and granted her Jannah. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, irhamu man fil ard. Whoever is on the surface of the earth, don't count, don't categorize, oh, he's not my friend, he's not from my town, why should I care about him? No. Whoever, anyone, if you show mercy towards him, Allah yarhamu man fis sama. We are going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there we need the mercy of Allah the most. So in this life, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept me in better position, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I have no worry, no concern, nothing is happening surrounding me, my family is safe, my house is safe. Don't just, you know, stay like that, stagnant, but think of the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned this example of this ummah is like single body. Any part of the limb, any part of the body get affected by any pain. Eye is paining, or we have headache, or stomach ache, whatever. So entire body get involved, hands and legs, and they all try their best to remove that pain. They don't think it was only eye paining. Legs say, why I have to worry about it? I'm so far away from eye. I'm all the way down. I got nothing to do with eye. Let it suffer, let it pain. No. Legs walk towards the doctor. Legs walk towards to get medicine. Hand grab the medicine and try to put that some drops or whatever is available. Every limb of the body collectively trying to solve the problem. They share the pain of the one single limb. Likewise, my brothers, Ummat is suffering throughout the world. There was a very big flood in India also. I'm not going to talk about it. In one of the states, Karnataka, there was a big flood last week. Whole city was drowned and so many people, thousands of people destroyed, you know, the houses and whatever happened. I am focusing on the Pakistan flood, which is the worst flood in the history of Pakistan. Millions of people, and it's not one day or 1 month, or it's going to continue. After this is cholera and malaria and what is good. The, you know, the flies and mosquitoes are increasing now because of the stagnant water. So these people who were rich, who were owner of the lands or the, you know, the crops were standing. They're supposed to cut the cotton and the wheat and all these things, and the flood came and destroyed the thousands of acres, 20,000 acres or 20 million acres of the land. With the crops, it's just gone, destroyed. People have nice houses, the house is destroyed, the roads are destroyed, the cars, the animals dying without grass. Animal dying without grass. So they need the camp to stay. They don't have any roof. Now winter is going to start. They need the blankets. The very severe winter in the Baluchistan, in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, in the mountain areas. when you know winter start very severely over there. Small children, they have no food, no clothes, no shoes in them. So my brothers, alhamdulillah, we are sitting here nicely, eating and drinking and sleeping without any problem. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all for keeping us in this better condition. But at the same time, we should not forget our Muslim brothers and sisters who are suffering in millions, 30 millions, 50 millions, Allah knows best. And it will continue for years. It's not going to solve the problem to rebuild their houses, to rebuild the roads, to rebuild. All these things will take time, take money. And then everything will be expensive now because everything is destroyed in the farm. No crops, no wheat, no grain. So it is going, the future will be very dark for Pakistan. Pakistan is destroyed by the flood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows what is the reason behind it. It's obviously our sins. We have to ask sincere tawbah, make sincere tawbah. And whatever we can, alhamdulillah, Allah grant us, we should share with brothers. It is said, if, khairun nasi mayan faun nasi. Rasulullah said, a best person amongst you is that person who is beneficial, khairun nas, who is beneficial for the others. So open up your heart. Alhamdulillah, last Friday we announced and did fundraising with a short notice. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, we have collected more or less 2,900. Alhamdulillah. And one brother Imran Bomla, he matched and he gave from his pocket $3,000. He made that amount. Alhamdulillah, we have almost $6,000. And we are still waiting today. Brother Shakir will stand outside. So I humbly request our brothers, at least we should complete 10,000. So we can send this $10,000. It is nothing compared to the requirement. The millions of dollars is required over there. 10,000 is nothing. But whatever we can do, inshallah, it will be regarded, it will be rewarded, it will be appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the promise of Allah. Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashrun saliyah. Whoever will bring one good deed, Allah will multiply at least for 10 times. You spend $1, you will get $10. If you spend $100, you will get $1,000. This is the minimum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you in this world. And in hereafter, the reward and sawab, according to your sincerity, ikhlas, will be tremendous, countless. So I humbly request all the brothers and sisters to inshallah do this fundraising and donation as much as we can, inshallah. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu